It's Angel. How are you? I have tried to make this audio so many times at this point. I want you to know thank you so much for hitting play, because so much work has gone into this audio just trying to make it. It's been a while since I've just talked to you guys, just kind of talked about sexual thoughts and ideas, and there's a question that I get asked so much and I wanted to explain it. So, hi. I'm going to explain it. The question is, I must get so sexually turned on knowing that thousands of strangers all over the world are listening to me and coming to my audios and are so aroused and turned on by me. And I could make it really easy on myself and say, absolutely, yes, that's so fucking hot, thank you. And that would be lying. That would be lying. And stick with me. No, I don't get any sexual gratification knowing that thousands of people are getting off to my audios. If you listen to my audios, that is all sexual gratification, right? And I can give that to myself. I'm really good at it. And I do. I have an insane, overactive sex drive. I do. I'm horny all the time. It's not an act. I love sex. I love talking about sex. I can talk about sex for hours and hours and hours. It never gets boring. I like it. It's fun. So I like taking these topically taboo ideas and owning them and making them mine and finding out, you know, how I really feel about them and thinking about them and exploring them in the fantasy world of getting off like 15, 20 times a day. That's real, guys, just so you know. Thank God I work from home. So when I get asked, you must get so turned on by making so many people come, I don't. I get excited that I'm doing something right, that people like what I'm making, that the time and the effort and the thought that I put into my audios, not all of them, because promise me, I know some of them are not that great, trust me, I understand. But I do put a lot of time and thought into them. It's not something that just magically happens. And I try to make them better. I try to make every single one better. And I try to put so much time and effort into making really good content for you guys. I love being a creator. I love making these things. And I love that you guys consume them in the ways you do, because there's so many ways. And I love reading the messages through email or Reddit or Tumblr, or however you guys contact me. And Literotica. Sorry, I always forget Literotica. I'm still there, guys, in case you are wondering. Anyways, I love hearing the stories of how you consume my audios, whether you found me and were listening to me on a really long motorcycle ride, or if you were listening to me on an airplane, or to stay up, or to help yourself fall asleep, or however it may be. Some people use it just to figure out what they like. Obviously, the majority of people use it to get off. But I like hearing from you guys. I like your encouragement. I like your support. It encourages me to make better things for you guys. And that excites me so much. That I'm fortunate enough to have listeners and followers and supporters that like what I do. Sexually, no, for me to be sexually connected with a person, I need like a romantic, passionate, trusting connection with a person. And obviously you're all strangers. I don't have that. I love you all. Don't get me wrong. I love each and every one of you. Whether you want me to or not, you don't have a choice. You've come into my life one way or another, and I love you. I'm forcing it on you. And I'm fortunate to have gotten to know some really great, fantastic audio contributors. It's interesting, a lot of people assume that a lot of us pin ourselves against each other, but in reality, we really all support each other, men and women alike. And we all do them for our own special reasons. Some of us do them because we use it as our sexual outlet. Some people use it to meet the opposite sex or the same sex or whatever kind of person they're looking for in their life, depending on their sexual preference. Some people just really like the connection they get with their audience, which is another thing I really like. I love you guys, and I want to hear from you as much as possible. I mean, some people, you're just going to say this. Some of you send me emails. I have a really good memory. I do. I remember pretty much everything I consume, read, hear. I'm really good at remembering almost everything. Almost everything. Not everything. But if you've sent me the same email 3 times, 4 times, 20 times, and you haven't gotten a response, there's a reason. Because you make me uncomfortable. And because I put so much sexual content out there, there are quite a few people out there that I don't know if you realize you make me uncomfortable or you're trying to make me uncomfortable. But one of the big reasons, if I don't write you back after hearing from you a couple times, is either I'm really busy and it was just really a coincidence that I kept fucking up and missing your emails. Or I'm not gonna, because you make me uncomfortable for one reason or another. So if that's the case and you really didn't mean it, you know, reword it. Send me a different email. Send me something else. Please. And I appreciate all the offers for dates. Thank you. The marriage proposals. Thank you. Amazing. But I'm not gonna date. This isn't a dating service for me, guys. I like you guys. I like the connections we create. You guys are funny and awesome in all your own special ways. But I'm not the girl for you. I promise. I promise you. There's an awesome girl out there. I am not her. You can keep trying. I mean, I'm not gonna stop you. But yeah, this isn't a dating site for me, guys. This isn't a way for me to look for a partner. But thank you for thinking I'm awesome in whatever way you think I am awesome in. And of course, everyone has to think I'm awesome, right? Okay, that was a dorky. Sorry. I couldn't help myself. Anyways, if you listen to me this long, thank you. I love my listeners. I am so grateful for the support and the feedback and the kindness and the encouragement. The stories of why you listen are so freaking entertaining. Please keep them coming. I love your off-the-wall messages. They brighten my day without a doubt. If you know anything about me, I have a sense of humor. I personally think I'm hilarious. A lot of people don't, but I do. It's okay. I just want to have fun. I make my audios to have fun. I want you to have fun with me. Through all the audios, all my writing, any of the content I put out there, I stand by just wanting to have fun and wanting to be an escape from reality for you for just a little bit. You're all wonderful, awesome people. Thank you so much, and I like talking to you, so ask questions, and I'll make more of these, and I will talk to you all soon. You guys are great. Mwah. Bye, everybody.